I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Aaron Rosa.
So what was this?
It's the greatest movie of all time.
What, look, you missaid dumbest. It is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Oh, it's so good. The worst movie you've ever seen is not enjoyable. This movie's hilarious. This movie is hilarious. I have so much joy showing Joe and Aaron these movies that I've seen.
Have you seen
so
it before
long
tonight?
Ago?
No.
You've never seen it?
No, I've seen clips.
So, like, there is, when you're looking up some of the facts about it, I try not to spoil it when I was looking at it.
Right.
Some of them I just looked up, and they were like, you know, this movie was made in 73.
Yes.
By Christopher Lee.
Yes.
And
is
a
that
lot
right?
of the.
Yeah. I didn't realize. Oh, shit. Okay.
And this is a remake. And a lot of the original cast said, we thought they were trying to make it funny and failed.
Yeah.
Oh, they succeeded.
I mean, really?
It's hilarious. It's one of the funniest fucking movies I've ever seen.
So, what was Nick Cage's movie before this?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, was this the start
Lord of War? Lord of War was like 05.
Okay.
Really?
So this was 06.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll
say Wicker
this.
Man. I mean, Lord of War was still a really good movie. So one could argue this started the descent of Nicolas Cage's career.
The downfall of Nicolas Cage. I'll say this about this movie. If you are a guy like Bill Burr that has some issues with women, this ain't the movie for you. Because you're going to want to punch women in the face after this movie.
His next movie was Ghost Rider.
I'm telling you, it's all downhill.
Listen,
look, Ghost Rider.
Shut up.
Next, that movie sucks.
Oh, no.
National Treasure 2.
Which I liked, but, you know, it wasn't as good as the first.
Yeah. Bangkok Dangerous. No one saw that.
Knowing
was awful.
No.
Dude, it was. Then,
was it.
Then, in 2009, Bad Lieutenant, which will be a future movie we're watching on this podcast because it's just as amazing and horrible. Then he did Kick-Ass, but he wasn't the star, but he was great. He came back with Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Season of the Witch, Drive Angry, Ghost Rider 2.
Holy shit.
Stolen.
How did Ghost Rider have a sequel?
I know.
How did that fucking movie have a sequel?
So this movie was the Biff taking the sports almanac back in time of Nick Cage's career.
Yes, it
oh,
was.
No.
We need, yeah, really. We need like Back to the Future 2, but they just stopped Nicolas Cage from making Wicker Man.
Oh,
I don't know,
God.
Though. I mean, as someone who loves bad movies, this is so great.
That should have been the movie that Nick Cage and Pedro Pascal made instead of the...
yes.
I gotta stop myself for making The Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. So, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. We're going to review it in full detail because it's fucking amazing. It's so goddamn funny.
Well, is it?
It's so funny. but first, we have to thank a couple new patrons. So, thank you to Ricardo and Josh McPherson. Thank you so much for signing up. We're currently going through season one of Fallout. On our Patreon Hogwash page. We also have some brackets on there. We've reviewed many other shows. Go check it out. Patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get there.
I don't think I share your appreciation of bad films in a funny way.
No?
I don't know. I get it. He loves watching bad films, but I just, I don't know.
You were cracking up a few times.
Of course, but I would never go, hey, I want to watch The Wicker Man again and laugh. Maybe if I'm with you, but that's it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of halfway between y'all because I love the worst scenes of shitty movies. I love, but the shit you have to walk through to get to those scenes.
There's definitely
painful.
Some boring parts in this movie where you're just waiting for the next scene. But that's where Fast and Furious just like is perfect because it's nothing but insanity and crazy bullshit.
Yes.
Yeah. But when you're just talking about stunts, that's different than just bad and over bad over bad.
Yeah.
Over bad.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get to the news and rumors so we can get back to talking about The Wicker Man.
Sure.
So James Gunn posted the first photo of David Corenswet as Superman.
Oh.
And it's, you know, it's just Superman just putting on his costume.
He's putting on his boots.
Putting on his boots as, like, Metropolis burns in the background.
What is that?
So I guess he's just not into being Superman. Maybe he's a depressed Superman.
I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I think it looks weird. I don't know why.
Because a sad Superman?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not about that. But, like, it looks weird. I thought we'd have a better ass. This looks like a better ass.
A better ass. I heard the same thing.
This looks like the S from, you know, the Superman we just.
He looks a lot like Henry Cavill.
He does. Even his suit looks like Henry Cavill.
Some people are making a big deal about he's going to have the red trunks again.
Yeah, he does have the red trunks. But, I mean, that's fine. Like,
sure.
Henry Cavill just kind of looks like he's naked without the trunks.
Right.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I mean, we'll see. But this is how he looks.
By the way, we're going to have to come up with another name for this guy. I'm not saying Corn Sweat. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Sounds like Corn Sweat? Like Davy Soups.
Do they have a release date yet?
Settle on something?
I think it's like next year. Yeah, like next summer. Summer of next year.
And this is like a complete reboot?
Uh-huh.
A complete reboot.
Yeah.
We're meeting Superman.
Yes.
For the first time. Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, but
is there a Batman in this movie?
Well, no.
We think it's just a Superman movie, right?
Yeah, it's a complete reboot.
Okay.
Except no, because we still got Peacemaker in this universe.
They're making a DCU Batman, and then there's going to be, you know, they're going to eventually do the Justice League. So he could be George Clooney, yes.
Well, that's the last one I saw in this world.
That's it. It's George Clooney, yeah. So, no, I mean, yeah, there could be a post-credit scene where Batman shows up, sure. But look, as long as he makes a good movie, no one's going to give a fuck about this fucking photo, obviously, you know, and it's James Gunn.
Seventh movie Batman we're getting, right?
It's a lot. Seventh?
Is it seven?
I mean, in total? No, it's way more.
Is it way more?
Yeah.
In the
movies. Two Tim Burtons.
Well, okay. I just meant then how many Batman?
Joel.
How many Batman? Michael Keaton.
Oh, total.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
George Clooney. Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck. You know, Twilight. What's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
And then this one, right?
Whoever it is, we still don't know who Batman's.
But I'm assuming they're bringing in a Batman at some point.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Batman.
And I think it's the same director as The Flash, so that's not good.
Are you serious?
He's like, I already had Clooney in it. Oof. Let's double down.
I could be wrong, but I think so. But they still haven't announced who's in that one. Mm. Yeah.
And we're still stuck at that point where technically Clooney's Batman right now.
Well, in that universe, which I think is over, right?
Yeah.
It's dead.
No, maybe it's not the same. Oh, wait, I'm looking at The Flash, the TV show.
Is Gal Gadot
God damn it.
Still Wonder Woman? I hope so.
I don't think so. I think they're starting over completely.
Wow.
Yep. Andy Muschietti? I think it's him doing the Batman. Upcoming projects? I don't see it here.
Maybe not. In the shadows.
Oh, that says producer.
It's in the shadows.
The Shadows, Brave and the Bold. That's it. Yeah, it's him.
Yep.
That's the Batman movie, The Brave and the Bold.
I don't see Batman on that picture.
It's Batman.
All right.
Yeah. It's Batman and his son, Robin.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's from like a specific comic that I'm sure Aaron read, right?
Nope.
Oh, no. Aaron hasn't read that one.
Boom.
All right.
Mind blown.
I haven't read as much DC as I have Marvel.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we can move on. We can go back to Marvel. The Hollywood Reporter says Galactus has been cast for the upcoming Fantastic Four film.
Okay.
And he will be played by Ralph Ineson.
Who are you?
Yeah, so we're not getting Bardem.
Not Bardem.
Interesting.
What a mistake.
Did you look him up? He's been in Game of Thrones, some Harry Potter movies, which means I haven't seen shit.
He's British. He's a bit British. Yeah.
Apparently Malkovich is going to be in this too.
Oh, yeah, that's
how
right.
How is he not the star that. Or the main villain, then?
I mean, make Malkovich Galactus. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
That'd be amazing.
He's in the movie, and he's not Galactus?
Yeah, Malkovich has been cast in an unknown role.
Welcome to Galactus.
John Malkovich.
Just make him say welcome to Con Air.
Malkovich.
He arrives on Earth, and he's like, welcome to Earth. And they're like, all right.
I don't know who this guy is, and I've seen every Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he's nothing. So this thing starts filming the end of July, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what I'm hearing.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hey, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, they've only had, you know, how many shots have they had to get this right
so
far?
Oh, my God. This is the, I mean, they, This is the third try. Well, if you count the like TV movie that they made like 30 years ago.
Oh, God.
So there was that.
Yes.
Then there were the two with Jessica Alba and Chris Evans.
So that's
then they,
three.
Then they made another one and, three and it sucked.
Right.
So this is like the fourth try, really, if you would. But apparently they only made the TV version because they had to make a Fantastic Four movie or they would lose the rights.
To hold on, yeah.
So like, let's just make rights. A very low budget, and that's why like it sucks and you can't find it anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
It ends with the wedding where Mr. Fantastic waves his huge arm goodbye at everyone as they drive away.
I think I saw that when I was like 14, and I was like, what the
you
fuck is this?
You saw the whole
this?
Movie?
This was what, the Roger Corman one? Is that what I'm thinking of?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
It was it was a piece of shit.
You saw the whole thing?
The chick who did the softcore porn, right?
Wasn't
the
blonde?
She was in a softcore porn.
Yeah, because some guy was like, oh, hey, there's a Fantastic Four movie. And I was like, really? I didn't hear about this. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, and they just like threw it on TV. Like, here you go, fucks. Here it is.
Terrible.
God, that's insane. Fantastic Four, like...
Give me a year.
I don't know.
2005, wasn't it?
No, it was like the 90s. Like maybe early 94?
It was it was like the early mid 90s.
Yeah, 94.
The one I'm thinking.
Are you talking about her?
Yes.
Rebecca Stab. She's a porn actress.
She did a lot of like booby stuff.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Yep. I think it was Roger Corman that did that one. Unless I'm mistaken.
Oh my god, Roger Corman. That's amazing.
That's you're right.
The B movie superstar director.
That's why it was a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy.
I'm trying to find some of her. Oh, yeah. Trade Winds, Renegade.
I don't see Roger Corman, though. I see Ole Sassone as the director.
Oh, did I get that wrong? Okay.
Who? What's his name? Robert what?
Roger Corman.
Oh, Roger Corman. That's the guy that acts all weird in those movies?
No, he's a director.
Oh,
no.
Oh, he's a director. Okay, well,
yeah, a ton
fuck
of
that.
B-movies.
All right, we can move on. So during Disney's latest earnings call, CEO Bob Iger says he wants to scale back how much MCU content they put out there. We've heard that recently.
Good.
His new plan is to put no more than 3 movies and 2 shows out per year. But that's still too much.
That's too much still.
3 movies.
You should
that's
have
still way too much.
1 movie a year, maybe 2.
Like, yeah, 1 or 2 and 1 show.
Yes.
Like, that's it. Like 3 things total.
Focus on making 1 great thing.
3 movies. That's too much.
Yeah, that's still too much. I mean, but then it's
2 movies, 1 in the fucking big, you know, like March, and then 1 at the end of summer. That'd be fine.
But they're not on that pace right now, so I don't know.
It's a step in the right direction, but it's a half.
But that's because of the strike. Mm. You know, there were supposed to be 3 movies out this year. It was supposed to be Deadpool. It was supposed to be Captain America 4, and then Thunderbolts.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah. So... That's way too much, Iger. Need to scale it back some more.
Even more.
Also, Deadline reports Hiroyuki Sanada has signed a deal to return for a second season of Shogun. The interesting thing is this series was based on a book that the series completed, mm-hmm. and they stuck extremely close to the source material. So another season would be completely, you know, original ideas.
Nice.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I finished the show. It was good.
You're not selling me on it.
No, I liked it.
Okay.
It's not the best show ever, but you said you don't like subtitles, so.
No. Yeah. Is it mostly that?
Yeah. So well, good. They're in Japan.
So good, not great?
It's good.
Okay.
It's pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
I'll probably watch a season 2 if it comes out. I'll check it out. Yeah. I mean,
let's check it out.
It was like the most popular show while it was... You know, going through, like, it was a huge hit. So, of course, they're going to want a season 2.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things.
The people that made it, like, they were like, well, I don't know about a season 2. But, you know, if the money's right, they'll do anything.
Sure.
They made
sure.
3 Hangover movies.
Yeah.
And they were all the same. Because the money was right.
They were not all the same. 1 was funny, 2 were not.
Well, but I'm saying it was basically the same plot every single movie. Whoa, what happened?
We fucked up.
Oops. Again, Zach? Zach Galifianakis?
We fucked up again. Again.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, some of you nerds might like this. Peter Jackson is returning to Middle Earth.
No.
And will produce 2 new Lord of the Rings
films. 2 new?
Yeah.
What?
Well, there's a bunch of books.
Prequels, sequels?
Yeah.
Breaking news. Joe doesn't like nerds.
No. Here's the funny thing. I think the only book series I ever actually read and enjoyed were the Lord of the Rings when I was a kid. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't read a lot.
But there's
I don't read.
But it's just like Star Wars. There's a ton of books.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I don't want them to deep search into like when they started doing stuff outside of J.R.R. Tolkien and like, you know, when people like pick it up, like, oh, I'll write some books. Let's get the rights to it so I can write. Who the fuck are you?
Prime did Rings of Power, which is, you know, it's still ongoing. And one of my friends, John, he loves Lord of the Rings. He read Rings of Power. He hated the show because he's like, they changed everything from the books.
Yeah.
Which is like, why would you do that? Like, the only people that are going to watch this shit are the biggest Lord of the Ring nerds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, of course, you have to stick to what the fucking source material
is. You
got to
have some fan service if you're going to do something that already exists.
Yeah.
Of course.
Also, in addition to the two Lord of the Rings films, Andy Serkis is going to direct and star in another Lord of the Rings film called The Hunt for Gollum.
I heard about this. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So Peter Jackson is going to produce and he's going to direct, or is that a different one?
It just says produce two Lord of the Rings films. It doesn't say direct. But then Serkis is directing and starring in The Hunt for Gollum.
The Hunt? My God. Who's hunting him?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Yeah.
They just saw the money Disney was making with all the Star Wars shit. And
of course. Thought,
well, that's got
to
be
us. Everything's a franchise now, and you have to, you know.
Over under 2 hours and 50 minutes for this Gollum film.
Oh, over. Yeah. Are you shitting me?
Well, I would say. Over. I would say.
Bet of the decade.
I would say.
245.
I would say over for the Lord of the Rings films. I would say under for the Gollum film. Just because it's going to be all Gollum. They're going to be like, that's a lot of CGI.
They'll find a way, dude.
Yeah.
The extended versions of all those movies were 4 hours.
True story. I was going to go to the movies last night.
Yeah.
I'm a big Planet of the Apes fan.
What a wonderful day!
Yes.
Yeah,
I looked it up. 2.5 hours.
Sure.
No!
They all were.
Were they?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
They're all so fucking long.
Why?
For part four?
And nowadays... Yes.
2.5 hours?
But nowadays, every movie's that long.
Yeah.
You know?
What are they doing?
Yeah.
By the way, I saw...
Hour 45, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That was 12 years ago.
Dawn is the last one?
Did you hear
Dawn was 2:10.
That's right. 2014. We're talking 10 years ago. I'm saying now every movie is super long.
I know, but what's the last one? Anybody know?
Who fucking cares? They all suck.
They all have the same title.
Kingdom is now... Yeah, I don't know.
It's
War for the Planet
of the Apes.
2:20. Well done.
Did you hear how their plan was to make 9 like of these things?
They have 9 from the '60s, right? Or 70s.
Somebody said when we were first laying this out, we thought, 9's crazy ambitious, but hey, here we are. We're at number 4. Oof.
Here we are.
Oof.
Well, because everything is Fast and Furious now. Everything has to have 10 to 12 movies. Thanks, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
How many of those do they fucking make?
Too many.
By the way, if you want to feel dead inside, watch Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon.
You finally saw it?
Yeah, finally saw it.
Tell us.
It's 3.5 hours.
Right.
Now,
did you watch it straight?
Yes.
Ooh.
It's better than The Irishman. The Irishman's like a waste of time. It's a good movie.
Okay.
But it's based on a true story. And like Goodfellas... Scorsese like doesn't make shit up. Like everything that happened in the movie happened in real life, and you're watching, you're like, Jesus Christ, I can't believe this fucking really happened. It's so fucked up. It's really? A fucked up movie.
Wow.
You want to die after because of what they did to these Native Americans.
Oh wow.
It's awful. Like you and after the movie's over, you're like, yeah, fuck white people. Like, so, that's how fucked up the movie is. But it's funny, I'm watching the movie, even though it's based on a true story and Scorsese didn't make anything up, I'm like, this movie's Goodfellas. Like, it's like this. Oh. What happens at the end, it's basically Goodfellas. But it's a really good movie.
So you'd recommend it?
But it's just... Yeah, but I would never watch it again because it's just
so
too
sad.
Depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it.
So. Also, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock were on the 50 Mile Per Hour podcast.
Bottom right.
You probably guess
who are you?
What that was named after.
Right.
And they both said that they would love to do another Speed movie together.
First of all, what is that podcast? Second of all, how the fuck did they get two of the biggest stars in Hollywood?
Right.
I guess because they just review Speed every week.
What?
I don't know.
eventually they get Keanu Reeves and Sandra. Yeah.
Can we just...
It's been 12 years of this podcast, and we're happy to announce we finally got Keanu Reeves' brother.
Oh, no,
brother.
I think it's his brother. It's obviously someone in Hollywood, you know what I mean? Like, it's someone with connections, but...
So can we just start a podcast called Goodfellas is Awesome and get Scorsese on here after a decade?
After 12 years.
We could try. I mean, he's on TikTok now making the worst videos ever.
Oh, no.
It's like Joe Biden and then him. But yeah, Keanu said that they would freaking knock it out of the park, and Sandra cited their natural on-screen chemistry. But let me just say, please don't do this.
Please don't.
I assume they're just saying it because they're on the Speed podcast. You know, they're just saying shit to make people happy.
He wasn't in Speed 2.
No.
Did what's his face take over his role, or was he a new guy?
No, he was a new guy.
So she was the constant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Jason Patrick?
Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me.
How many podcasts?
Did I just pull it out of my ass?
I'm sorry.
Who are you?
Who the fuck is that?
How many podcast episodes can you do about Speed?
I don't know.
The Speed franchise.
Yeah.
50 miles per hour podcast.
Wow.
I think they also said it was ending soon, because I think it was like, well, we have Keanu.
Jason Patrick! Come on, high five.
Who is he?
He was in Lost Boys. Remember Lost Boys?
No. I was too young for that.
You're kind of young. 87. You were one. It's a great movie, though. It's about vampires.
Sure.
Really, that's it. That and Speed 2. He was in Sleepers, which was, you know, okay.
Sure.
But really nothing else after that.
Okay. All right, moving on. Variety reports. Michelle Yeoh from Everything Everywhere All at Once has been cast in a lead role in a sequel to Blade Runner 2049.
So, true story. Have you seen the original Blade Runner?
No.
I have not either.
Whoa. Hold the fuck on.
I know where this is going.
Hold the fuck on. Of course you know where this is going. His favorite actor ever is Harrison Ford.
What is wrong with
you? You haven't seen... I've seen Blade Runner, you fuck!
Have you seen the new one?
No.
Okay. Because you don't like Gosling.
I don't really like Gosling, no. I mean, I would see it. It's just, you know, I'm not, Blade Runner was fine. Here's the problem. I saw the director's cut of Blade Runner.
Mm.
And a lot of fans don't like the director's cut of Blade Runner. So maybe I should see the theatrical version of Blade Runner.
Mm.
But, you know, maybe that was the problem. I don't know. But how the fuck have you not seen Blade Runner? You're the biggest Harrison Ford mark.
I'm sorry. I guess this podcast episode is where our friendship ends.
No, I'm just surprised. That's all.
No, it's just I've seen enough clips. I've seen enough of the movie that it's just it's not my thing. Really.
The director's cut was pretty boring.
Yeah, that's why I've never seen the movie. It seems kind of boring.
It's just the bad guy is the fucking what's his name? He recently died, I think. That actor,
Rutger Hauer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's the guy in Batman Begins.
Yeah. Saying that's probably going to get me in trouble with people, but it seems kind of boring. Sure. Like, despite Harrison Ford.
Yeah. It's a cult classic for sure.
Yeah.
But that's interesting that she's going to be in it. I don't know what happened to Ryan Gosling and, you know, Harrison Ford in the sequel, but.
I mean, I would much rather see, instead of her getting looped into that, just give her, like, write a new movie for her. And let her kick ass in something. She was so fucking cool in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
She was.
Yeah.
Just write a new movie for her and let her just chew it up.
Do you know what happens in Blade Runner? Like, do you know pretty much what it is?
I know the main points, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, like,
the main...
You know, like, what they confirmed in the sequel, which was always, like, a fan theory?
The main theory, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to say it, just in case, but whatever. Also, Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max are joining forces and will soon be offering a new streaming bundle.
Wow.
This is the end, the beginning of the end of the streaming wars that South Park mentioned. They did a special back in 2022. There was a rant by, like, Kyle or Stan where it's like, everyone knows there's going to be, like, only two or three of these streaming services when it's all said and done, and this is the start of it.
Disney's Black Friday Bundaroo.
Yes, exactly.
But they're not merging into one name or anything. They're just saying you can get them all.
Right now you can get them all for a bundle. But there's a lot going on. Let me just say that. I can't really say anything else at this point. But there's things happening.
There's you a can't? Lot.
No.
Oh, because it's your job?
Shh. Oh. All right. That's all I've got.
All right. Moving on. I've got a few things.
Yeah. Aaron, what do you have?
I got a couple quick things. Mandalorian and Grogu. Apparently Sigourney Weaver's in talks to star in that movie.
In the movie of it?
In the movie.
All right.
Well, it's got to be Pedro Pascal or it's nothing, right?
Right.
Although he's never seen it.
He's probably just doing the voice. I mean, they've even said the last couple seasons he wasn't even there. Like, you know, like season three, he never took off the helmet.
So he just comes in, does voice work for 2 days and
Sure. They said, no, like whenever, unless his face is on camera, like he was pretty much never in that fucking suit.
Right. Wow. That's makes probably sense. Where he is at this point. He's realized, oh, I can just show up for voice work and still get the check.
That's, you know, that's pretty much always the case anyway.
Once you get famous.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So we all hated Godzilla X Kong, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it wasn't great.
But it made $500 million, so they're making a sequel.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But
Godzilla XX Kong. Godzilla fucks Kong.
Godzilla triple X Kong.
Godzilla fucks Kong.
But I'm just going to say this. Writing the sequel.
Wait, he's going to come. Sorry.
He's lighting up pig. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But writing the sequel is going to be Dave Callahan, who wrote Across the Spider-Verse and, more importantly, Expendables 2.
Wow. That's going to be interesting when he writes and then Godzilla fights Kong again.
Yeah.
He pulls out a machine gun?
That's what he wrote. So he wrote the only good Expendables movie. That's interesting.
Well, he wrote all of them.
Oh, he wrote all of them.
But
okay.
Included in there is Expendables 2.
Can I do an Expendables spoiler? Been a long time.
Sure.
What's the spoiler? I don't even know what a spoiler is.
What's the one where Dolph Lundgren goes bad?
Oh, I think the second one. I thought it was the second one.
I thought it was the first one.
I don't know.
I think it was the first one.
I thought it was the second one.
I think it's the first one.
It's the first one?
Yeah. Okay.
But then he's good again, right?
Oh, he's on the team for the rest of the fucking series.
Right. Yeah.
It's awesome.
But like, don't you have to like bring in another monster from another franchise at this point? Like, what else can you do?
I don't know.
There's no other notable monsters in the Godzilla universe.
It's a buddy comedy. It's like a buddy cop comedy at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
But you'd have to bring in some other, like the Cloverfield monster. I don't know, like something.
Oh, please. That would be great.
Or he kind of, I don't know.
Something.
What other, I don't know, a giant Frankenstein.
Gamera, for all you super nerds.
Gamora?
No, Gamera. Gamora.
But there's no working title or anything. It's just
we're making another one.
Like Voltron.
Movies. Oh, Voltron.
Combine it with Voltron.
Yeah.
Megazord. That'd be cool. Yes.
Combine it with the Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Have Godzilla fight their Godzilla ripoff.
Oh, with a Power Rangers Zord? Yes.
Yeah.
Give us that.
And then what was the Power Rangers what was he called again?
There was Megazord. Megazord. And there was a lot of different Zords. Like every season, there was a new one.
All right.
But yeah, give us that. Also, note to Josh, Amazon TV is coming out in August with Batman Caped Crusader. It's a series with Batman set in the 40s.
Oh, wow.
So this
did Kevin Conroy voice this before he died, or is it someone else?
I need to look deeper into that.
I thought it was Conroy and Hamill again.
I think I heard something about that. I need to confirm.
What is it called again? Batman what?
Batman Caped Crusader.
Mm. Oh, just Batman.
It's coming out in August.
Okay.
And it's just animated.
Right, it's an animated series.
Yep. Oh, it doesn't even say like who's in it yet. There's like a cast of one. Okay, that's interesting.
Well, it's got to be someone new. Unless you said they shot it while he was alive.
I heard about that. Well, he certainly, there were, like, after he died, they were like, oh, don't worry. He did, like, five other projects. I didn't know if this was one of them.
Oh, it's got to be.
But they've been coming out, like, a lot already.
Yeah, I did hear that same thing, too. I'm not sure if that's going to be this series or
he
not.
He was in the horrible Kill the Justice League game, which, by the way, that's like, it's going to go down as, like, the biggest flop in video game history.
I haven't played it, but I've heard so many bad things.
Awful.
If I've seen any Batman animated, has he been pretty much the guy?
For the most part.
Like, the big giant Batman that you see, like, where he's huge, where Bruce Wayne looks like Superman?
Yes. From the animated series in the 90s and, like, it's like 90% of the Batman shit's him.
Yeah.
I mean, he is Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. Last thing I had, could I do a couple quick mini movie reviews?
Yeah.
Go. Sure.
So I was talking about The Fall Guy.
Oh.
I went to go see that one. I was really excited about it.
From the show or has something to do with that?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
It's to do with the show. I don't think any of us are huge Gosling fans, but the director was the Bullet Train director. So I had
mentioned that. Yeah.
So I had high hopes for this,
and
it did not do it for me.
I didn't want to see it. I saw the trailer, and I was like, nah. It was wasn't
like,
interested.
It was like a 5.5 for me. It was kind of all over the place. It felt a little flat.
Yeah. And was it all about the relationship?
Right, but it's kind of false advertising from the trailer a little bit. It just didn't really do it for me. Right?
Uh-huh.
It was not good. But I also saw, this is my other one, I was talking about Boy Kills World.
Yeah.
I think this one came out a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I finally saw that one. Holy shit, guys. This is about done in theaters, I think. But when it hits streaming, go fucking see it. This movie's an 8. It was batshit crazy. It was so much fucking fun. The dude that voices Archer does all the narration for all these crazy fucking
scenes.
And
Bob's Burgers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, amazing. And also, the whole movie is like Bill Skarsgård's the hero.
Yeah.
But the young version of him is Homelander's son from The Bourne.
Oh, that's cool.
So this movie was so much fucking fun.
Well, it's a shame that it flopped horribly.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad because I don't think the marketing was good. Nobody knew about it.
Well, no, it was like, hey, it comes out next week. You're like, what?
What? Yeah. Whatever.
So it was a lot of fun. All right.
Amazing. It's so much fun.
So cool. Did you see the Ministry of
I did.
Ungentleman? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And you liked it?
I really liked that one. Yeah. That one was like a 7.5 for me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
All right. Cool. I actually have one more thing that I know Joe will be happy about. I finally started watching Ted Lasso.
Yes!
Yay.
Amazing, right?
It's great.
It gets better. Unbelievably, it gets better and better.
Well, so don't say anything. I've only seen the first season so far.
That's still on my to-do list.
Yeah, no, I mean, how many are there? Four?
Three.
Five? Three, okay.
But right from the beginning, you're like, oh, he just wrote Major League, but for soccer.
It's great.
Like, that's what he did.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I've got to see this now.
As soon as it starts, you're like, oh, he must love Major League because he wrote Major League, the soccer show.
But
it's amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's been on my list for a while.
Also, watching it, after the first few episodes, I'm like, wait, did he base this character off of Ned Flanders from The Simpsons? Because... he's Ned Flanders on this show.
Yeah.
And if you type Ted Lasso, Ned Flanders, there's thousands of people going it's based on Ned Flanders, right? Like, of course, he even has the fucking mustache.
Yeah.
And Jason Sudeikis claims it's not, but he could just be lying.
Right.
But it's he's so Ned Flanders. But it's great because he's hilarious. It's such a lighthearted. I mean, it's such a...
when you make fun of him and say you're a fucking idiot, his comeback is this positive spin on why you called him an idiot. It's so heartwarming.
That's Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
You can't... there's even an episode where Homer's like, you're stupid. And he's like, well, all right. I guess I got to change your mind.
Right,
talks like Flanders. Yeah. It's crazy.
Season 2 is really great. And then by the end of season 3, it's just some shows are that ending. It's just a good ending, good wrap of everything. It's great. You love it.
The show, I like it. It has a lot of heart.
Oh.
And you kind of watch it being like, I should live my life like him. Not get so angry.
Sure.
Just forgive and forget and move on. You're like, this guy is like, it's like, what would Ted Lasso do?
What was the cliffhanger at the end of this season?
Well, I don't want to, I don't think
you haven't seen it yet.
I've just seen it.
Never mind.
We can talk about it later.
It's great.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the hell out of it. It's really good.
And they're quick episodes. You get through them.
Yeah, 30 minutes, yeah. Oh, no, and it's really funny.
Love 30-minute episodes.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, well, I guess that's it, or what?
Did you get the RIP?
Oh, go ahead. Who died?
Bernard Hill. He was the ship captain in Titanic. He was King Theoden in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, right, I heard about that.
Yep.
Yeah, there was some story where he was just getting, he got super hammered on the Gladiator movie, was it? Or something like that?
I think you're thinking about a different dude.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, well, never mind.
It's racist.
I take that back. That's racist, yeah. Yep. All right, Wicker Man.
Wicker Man.
Not the Beast.
Oh,
my God.
That alone.
That's the movie.
How do we even start this review?
With that first line.
Yeah. So the movie starts, and hey, look, it's Aaron Eckhart, and he's gone.
He's literally
what?
Gone.
He's gone.
She goes, here's your check. Thank you. And he's out.
Guys. Yeah. We paused the movie for like 5 minutes talking about this. Well, like, wait a minute. We just got Aaron Eckhart and that's it.
I made a mistake because obviously I knew this because I'm the only one that saw this movie. And we're watching it and Joe's like, it's Aaron Eckhart. And then he walks off screen. I pause and I go, and you never see him again.
And I went, what?
And I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have said anything. So at the end of the movie, you're like, wait, where the fuck is Aaron Eckhart?
I know, you shouldn't have said anything.
Like, this is 7 years after Any Given Sunday. Like, he's not a no-name actor.
Right.
Like, you see some of these things that by some no-name actors that become huge for early on in their career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a huge actor either.
No, but he's bigger than Thank You.
Yeah.
And walking off the set.
Yeah. No, like, I've heard this. I think when How Did This Get Made did this, they talked about this. Like, he must have just been, like, on the set visiting someone.
Yeah.
And they were just like, hey, you want to be in the movie for 2 seconds?
Right.
Sure. And then they just tell some poor extra that would have gotten his first role, like, sorry, get out of here.
Later, bro.
Thanks a lot, Aaron Eckhart.
Sorry, Aaron Eckhart needs to be in this movie. Yeah. So Nicolas Cage plays a cop. This is, I think, the 10th movie where he plays a cop, I think.
Apparently, it's only 3.
Really?
Even though it feels like 10.
That can't be right.
No, Face Off, he plays a cop.
Kind of. Yeah. Kind of.
Kind of, but he does.
But he does.
Bad Lieutenant, where he plays... I mean, again, that's a future review, for sure. And I guess you're going to hate me for it.
But. Bad Lieutenant.
Oh, yeah. Connor, he's the military, right? Not a cop.
That's not a cop.
That counts.
Right. This is a cop. There's 3.
That counts.
No, I looked it up. I think it's just 3. It's weird, right? Because it seems like there's 100 of them.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong later. Yeah, prove me wrong later.
So he checks out a book that's titled, Everything's Okay. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Just like a self-help book. He's such a loser. Cage is driving on his motorcycle, and a little girl drops her doll out of her mom's station wagon. So Cage picks up the doll, pulls the car over, gives the girl her doll back, and the mom seems like very nervous. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, things have been strange lately.
Weird.
And the mom's nervous. The little girl seems evil.
Yeah.
Now, knowing what we know later... This still makes no sense, but all right, let's just get through it.
It makes no sense.
And Nicolas Cage is like, here's your doll back, little girl. And she just throws it back out the window.
That's what she does.
And he's like, oh, that's hilarious.
That's what he does.
Maybe she knew it was going to happen and she was saving his life.
Because
she knew he had to go to that island.
So 2 questions about this. Do these two have anything to do with the main shit of the movie?
Who fucking knows?
And are they even dead?
I no. What? Do they even exist? Did it even happen? Is the entire police force in on the Summer's Isle thing? Because I think yes. When you look back on it, we're going to go through it. Everyone in the world is in on it in this movie.
Yeah.
Everyone he talks to is in on it.
Yeah.
That's like the...
They have to be.
That's the theory. I think it's accurate.
Yeah.
It's the hidden twist that you couldn't see.
Yeah. So the car blows up, kills the mother and the daughter, but it knocks out Cage. Oh, well, first, the car... Well, I'm sorry. I skipped ahead. Sorry. So she throws the doll out the window. Cage laughs. He goes to pick it up. But then, 18-wheeler crashes into the car.
Destroys it.
The car catches fire. Cage rips open the back window. He's like, come on, take my hand. And the little girl just stares at him.
By the way, like menacingly. The hole is about as big enough to fit his arm through. I don't know how this girl was getting out of this car.
Right.
And she just stares at him. I want to die.
She stares at him.
Motherfucker.
And with an amazing swerve, this becomes one of the funniest callback gags.
Oh. I guess they were like, hey, the movie's like 5 minutes short. 5 minutes short? Okay, well, we can just keep showing that flashback like all the time. We'll do it like 5 more times. And like the full thing? Yeah, we're going to show the full scene.
The whole thing.
So yeah, car blows up, kills the mom and the daughter, but it just knocks out Cage, who was literally reaching in the car. The car blows up, not a scratch on him. I think it never happened.
Yeah.
Maybe like, because then, okay, so back at home... He's watching a Western on his TV that's too small for 2006, let's be honest.
That's right.
Like, even we at, like, we even, you know, my house, we had a big screen TV by then.
But if it never happened, why is his coworker checking on him at home?
Because she's in on it.
But, no. But what's because she going in on him for?
It's a mental breakdown. It's a mental breakdown.
He's taking medication for depression. Really, they're hallucinogens. Huh? See, we're figuring it out. We're workshopping this.
Shut up.
That's what it has to be, Aaron. Why is he hallucinating the entire movie?
Yeah, but when you talk about hallucinations, then it could be anything.
Yeah.
That's just you trying to rescue this plot.
Absolutely.
By saying, anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to make some sense of the movie that makes no sense.
Fair enough.
Because none of it makes sense. He's at home. He's watching his Western on his 1984 television.
Right. He's broke.
When he overreacts to, like, literally the female cop just goes, and he goes, oh,
oh, oh my God.
Oh. And we find out he took a leave of absence after the crash. She's like, oh, you can just quit. And he's like,
my father would never, you know. The chick walks in and she's like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
She was trying to get pregnant to have another girl at the island.
Right.
So Cage says, they never found the bodies from the car. Huh?
What? Aaron, explain.
So there was a car.
Yeah.
So this did happen.
Oh.
There was a car.
So what happened was he just found a car and pretended to pull it over because he's high.
And he's like, were there bodies in the car? It's like, no, of course not.
And he's like,
there were never bodies.
No, he's like, I found your doll, little girl. In real life, he's like, I found your doll, little girl. And there's just nothing there. He's holding no doll.
The gymnastics you're doing to make sense of this movie is incredible.
I got to do it.
Oh, my God.
So he says, you know, they never found the bodies.
How did they? First of all,
then he says,
if this is real, they never found the bodies.
Yeah.
Second of all, they never go back to this.
No.
They never go back to this.
Except for five nightmares that he has.
Right.
But yeah. So he says, who were they? And she says, we may never know.
Oh, yeah. The car wasn't registered.
Yes.
She said the car wasn't registered. Yeah.
I think I like your theory.
It never happened.
It has to just be that they were just giving him hallucinogens.
My God.
You know, like, that's it. That's what it has to be. Because this has nothing to do with the rest of the movie.
That, and like we said earlier, when he first pulls them over, an 18-wheeler goes by.
Yeah.
Does that truck double back around and just obliterate them on the way back?
Does it go that way and then come back the other way?
Yes. It's got to be a different one.
Mm.
No, it's the same.
What are the odds?
There's a random road in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
That's foreshadowing. You know, when you show something and then you pay it off 2 seconds later. That's foreshadowing.
That's how foreshadowing works.
That's how it works.
It goes by and he stops and stares at it.
Yeah.
All right, that happened. And then he goes back to the little girl.
This also supports the theory that the female cop's in on it. She's the one that drops off the letter from his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
She's like, this came for you at the station.
Yeah, why would she? Okay.
And by the way, no red flags go off for Nick Cage when he gets this letter written in, like, fountain pen calligraphy with a wax stamp.
It's the prettiest letter ever.
Like, no one sent a letter like this in 200 years.
Really?
But the problem is, this girl's pussy was fire.
Yeah.
I'll do anything to find her again.
Cage only thinks with his cage dick. That's all he can do, so... It's from his ex-girlfriend. She reveals that her daughter is missing and she wants his help to find her since he's a detective.
The picture of the daughter looks just like the girl in the car.
Exactly.
So I go, hey, pause. So it's the girl in the car? And she goes,
No.
And I went, what?
It looked exactly like the girl in the car.
Exactly like her. And I think now that I've watched the whole movie, it was her.
Maybe. Well, I mean, it's obviously supposed to look... It wasn't the same girl.
In his mind.
It wasn't the same girl, but obviously they made it... They wanted them to look alike for a reason. What reason? Who knows?
That's why he had to go to the island to save this girl's life, because he couldn't save the other girl.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, sure. I guess that's it. So she also reveals she lives on an island called Summer's Isle. That's like the worst name for an island.
Summer's
except
Eve.
Except for Epstein Island, Summer's I guess. Eve. Summer's Eve.
What kind of isle is it? It's a summer isle.
Yeah. Like Summer's Isle, Epstein Island. I don't know. Like,
very close. Clearly.
So then he gets a phone call and he answers, but the person hangs up and he overreacts to that too. It's just like, hello? Hello?
My phone hung up.
I mean,
what the fuck? I've never experienced this before in my life. I'm Nicolas Cage. No one hangs up on Nicolas Cage.
I mean, that's why you hire Cage. for that.
Yeah, sure.
So he brings a letter to his partner. His partner's like, oh. The partner says the best line in the movie because he's like, oh, the plot thickens. Who knew you even had a plot? And Cage says, no kidding. And it's like, yeah, no kidding.
No, there's no plot. Right. No, there's zero plot.
And then his partner tells Cage to ignore it. He's like, just fucking call her. Like, you know, don't do it. Like, it's this creepy island. And Cage doesn't listen. I think the partner's in on it, too. I think he's just playing, like, you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, don't go, man. It's just your hot ex-girlfriend that wants to dick you down one last time. You know? He's like, oh, I guess I will.
Let me see. I got to take a plane to a boat to a plane. Hopefully.
Yeah.
There's a plane there.
So Cage takes...
It's good pussy.
Cage takes a ferry.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting on the ferry.
Yeah, sure.
He sees the little girl who died earlier. But then... on the ferry.
They even show
on the ferry. And 18-wheeler runs over the girl.
Did you notice? We didn't go frame by frame. But when it hits her, her body explodes.
Yes.
Like it starts to show the explosion of the body.
And Nicolas Cage, who screamed when he heard... And then when the phone hung up... Ha! Ha! 18-wheeler hits the girl. Nothing.
No reaction. He looks back down at his shoes.
Unfazed. Unfazed.
That's a Tuesday.
Then he calls his ex. He starts leaving a voicemail. He's like, hey, I'm on my way. And then the signal drops. He goes, again. Little girl gets crushed by an 18-wheeler. Nothing. Someone hangs up on, you know, the phone dies.
That's when you start to go, oh, God. We don't know what's real and what's not.
Right. I need, like, the fucking, like, Lars Sullivan soundbite that we used to have.
Oh, hold my on, God.
Let me see if I could find it real quick.
It's gotta be...
It's like you hang up on... It's like, hello? Hello? It's like Castor Troy when he's just like... Yeah.
Oh, God.
So Cage first arrives to another island. And he's like, ahoy there. And he asks the pilot to take him. The pilot says, no, it's a private island. I don't want to lose my contract. Then Cage is like, would Ulysses S. Grant change your mind?
And
he's like, done.
Well, $250s. It was $250s. $100.
Yeah.
So he's going to break all the rules for $100.
But like, isn't that the point? You pay the pilot to fly you?
Yes.
Hey, can you fly me there?
No.
What about money?
That works. Wasn't that already the deal?
That'll do, pig.
Like,
that'll
wasn't do. That expected, pilot? What?
Hey, will you fly me there? It's going to cost you.
Okay. Will you fly me there?
No.
Money? Yeah. Well, I guess. No one's ever offered me money before to fly a plane.
No, and that wasn't even like, they had a back and forth of like 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, will you take me? No. Why not? It's private. You can't go.
Come on. It's only 2 miles
away. Come on. It's 2 miles?
2 miles, yet the flight was longer than what the fucking flight would have been. He could have swam there faster.
Come on, what do you say? Please, bro. No.
There's so much filler in this
movie. What
about
$100? Get in.
There's so much filler. There's just like B-roll of a plane.
God, this movie could have been hour 10.
It's like a montage plane. Really. So Cage arrives at Summer's Isle. The guy wouldn't fly him to the deck because I guess he didn't want to know he flew him there. So Cage had to just like jump on some rocks.
Oh, so it's going to be impossible for the girls to find out he flew him there?
Super easy.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So the first woman tells him it's private property. That's a lot of horror movies like this where a person somewhere they're not supposed to be. Everyone just kind of says the same thing over and over. And
you
this movie's no different.
At an island.
You're not supposed to be here. But I'm a cop.
He comes up a hill where like 30 other people are climbing a hill.
Yeah.
And she's like, private property.
Yeah.
Get out. Like I just landed from a plane.
I was invited here. Oh, for the pilot took you? She's like, yeah, the pilot took you.
Wait, so what was in the bag?
Oh, well, all right.
All right, sorry.
Hold on. Yeah, he mentions his ex's name, Willow, and they sort of talk poorly of it. They're like, oh, Willow, that bitch.
That whore.
That whore. She's always fucking men. Then two men are carrying something in a bag, and Cage says,
a burlap sap.
What's in the bag? A shark or something?
And it's clearly dripping blood.
And no one says anything. And then they're like, take a peek. And then he starts to take a peek. But then they jerk the bag. And he goes, And then I don't know if he saw what's in the bag. I'm guessing not.
No, because they all just start laughing. Like, booga, booga.
Andrew, for $1 million, what's in the bag?
Nothing.
Yeah, fish. Because you don't find out later that they're sad. They're well, maybe it was the last sacrifice. Nope,
no, they burned them.
No, they burned them.
That was a year ago.
That way they burned them. Well, they carried them in a sack to the burning.
I think
that was
because
a year ago.
Knowing what we know, like you know, everyone that
we don't
like,
know
like,
anything.
Okay, like you
what
said,
do we know, Aaron?
No, knowing what we know that happened, like what you said at the end of the movie, what I said when I saw this,
yeah.
Why not just knock him out as soon as he gets on the island?
As soon as he gets on the island.
And then just burn him. But I think, I think the whole point is like, no, we have to fuck with him for 3 days. That's part of it. We have to fuck with him. So what's in the bag? Nothing. We just had to fuck with him. That's the whole point of this whole thing. They're just so sick and sadistic. It's just like, no, just like the hallucinogens that they gave him. They just had to fuck with him the whole time. Yep.
If
there's no point.
If he's even there in the first place.
Right. It's just like a prequel to Inception. It's a dream. The whole thing's a dream.
Yeah.
He was never there. Leonardo, he's stuck in limbo right now on Summer's Isle.
Every day I burn alive. Ah!
Please help me, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh my God! If they made a sequel to this, and the opening shot is just Cage waking up, going, amazing.
He has so many nightmares. This was like me writing scripts in middle school, where it's just like I'm just writing the same scene over and over again. I'm having nightmares. I used to write scripts where I would have nightmares. It's like, yeah, it's enough. One's enough. No, he has like 10 nightmares in this movie. So then Cage walks.
So we're 5 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
5 minutes in at this point.
It took us so long to get through this movie. We had to keep pausing like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, it's great.
Cage walks into like a moat, like I guess a bed and breakfast, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Something like that.
He asks for a room from Sister Beach, who's
Kathy Bates.
A poor woman's Kathy Bates.
Sister Beach. Sister with Beach.
And then he's like, oh, I'd like a room, please. And she's like, oh, well, all right. And
all right, you fucking cock.
He goes, can you swing it? She goes, what is that, city talk? And he's like, what the fuck? Like,
you stupid bitch.
He literally is like, what? You know?
It's called English, you bitch.
And then Cage's ex, Willow, walks in. And she's like, this is Willow. And he's like, of course. But then
what?
They
and she walks past him.
They act like
why
they don't know
this
each
be
other.
Like, Willow, where's your daughter?
Yeah.
Let's go find her right now.
Right.
Nope.
So Willow, Cage tells everyone, he's like, by the way, he's slamming his badge on the desk. Like, he's a total dick cop. Yeah. You know, he's like, by the way, I'm sure you know I'm looking for a little girl, and I'd appreciate it if you all cooperate.
It's like, what have these people done to you so far other than scare you with a bag?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be suspicious yet.
It's one lady.
And, like, also, that's not how detectives find out information. They don't just go, where's the girl? Tell me where the girl is. It's like, no, you be a friendly cop, and you trick them into telling you, you idiot.
Like, if you're a suspect, right, and you walk in and go, hey, I'm a fucking cop. I'm going to question you and you.
They're not going to give you anything.
Tell me where the girl is. There's only like 200 of you that live here. So you must know. Where's the trigger?
Yeah. So then a bee lands on the table.
Yeah.
And he crushes it with his drink. And he's like, sorry, I'm allergic. And she acts as if, you know.
No, the whole place stops.
The whole place.
It's like a.
Yeah, they're like, you know, you just killed someone.
Killed a bee.
And then Willow gives Cage a letter, and she leaves, and she tells him to meet her somewhere in an hour. So he does, puts on a full suit, suits up, tie, and everything.
Full tie at this crazy island.
It must be 100 degrees there.
Yeah.
And then he sees that she's wearing the ring, the engagement ring, as a necklace. And he's like, usually a guy gets his ring back when his fiance runs away. He's like, what the hell happened? And she says, we were young.
It's 2 years ago.
And I paused and I said, I'm sorry, we? We were young? He's like 20 years older than her, at least.
And the girl's what, 5?
Yeah, something like that.
5 years ago.
Right.
You were younger 5 years ago?
Yeah.
It's nothing. No.
So she warns Cage of the people here. They're like, yeah, they're going to fuck with you. But I know, you know, they took my daughter. And, you know, they know, and blah, blah, blah. Who cares? So then Cage spies on a meeting with Sister Beach talking to
like the old lady twins.
Yeah.
And they're like, we are waiting for the Wicker Man's return. Now, I watched this, I think like a year after it came out, you know? I got it from Netflix back when you still got DVDs in the mail.
Nice.
And I saw it because I saw every Nicolas Cage film.
Sure.
And I thought it was going to be good. This was the only thing that actually creeped me out of this movie were the old lady twins.
Yeah, they're blind.
The only thing watching it alone at night, I was creeped out by them.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. This movie tries to scare you left and right. It's not scary. The only thing is those fucking old ladies.
Yep.
Creepy twins. Creepy started twins. In Shining.
Yeah.
Always works.
That's right. Maybe they were the little girls in no, they would be old. They would have to be younger, actually. They would be like 40 or something.
Yeah.
So then Cage asks the younger, attractive woman that's there. Really, there's only two attractive women on this island. I guess young on the young side.
Yeah, rough islands. Damn.
Rough islands.
And who's this woman you said? You like
Lili Sobieski.
Yeah. What was she in that you know?
She
her
was
from?
In a lot of nothing in the 2000s.
Yeah. Okay. So he asked her, like, hey, have you seen my Everything's Okay book? Because it's missing. So again, why is that necessary to take that book from him? They're just fucking with him.
Yeah.
There's no point.
No.
I can't read my book. Like, wouldn't you just want him to stay in his room and read his book?
Right.
And that book has all the answers. Like, the last chapter of the book is like, yeah, so, you know, this is how you fix your life. Oh, and by the way, never go to that fucking Summer's Isle Island. It's fucking crazy, and they just kill guys there. Oh, thanks. I'm glad I read it.
Like, appreciate of all the things, help. Like, of all the shit in this movie, they steal his book.
That's what the book's
they steal
about.
His book.
Hey, don't go to Summer's Isle, and everything will be okay. Got it. All right, good.
Oh, they took his book.
So then Cage has a nightmare of the girl getting hit by the 18-wheeler on the ferry. This is the third time we've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Then he dreams of the car accident, but the mom and daughter disappear from the car because they were never there.
Because it never existed.
Then Cage wakes up. Again, I just love how he has nightmares within nightmares. That's why it is Inception, because he has dreams within dreams.
Yeah.
And this happens again later.
Multiple times this happens.
He wakes up and he sees what looks like the missing girl, Rowan, running outside from his window.
By the way, this whole movie, every time he hears like any sound of any kind, Rowan, Rowan,
hold
like
on
a bird's flying, Rowan.
But he also sees her. Then
does he actually see her?
No, of course not.
No.
So how do they know he's going to run into the dungeon in the graveyard?
I don't know.
All right.
I think maybe they just know how these, you know, pills work. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
So... God damn, he chases after her, follows her in a cabin, but all he finds are some pigeons and the girl's sweater. Then the floor collapses beneath him, but he manages to hang on and he saves himself. But like, was that part of it too? Like, hey, Rowan, you're gonna laugh, and then he's gonna see you, you're gonna run to the cabin, run up the stairs, and then there's gonna be a trap, and he's gonna fall through the trap. It's gonna be hilarious.
Yeah, he's gonna break his fucking neck, and then he won't be able to walk, and we can sacrifice him.
But all right, he saves himself. Okay. The next morning, Cage is eating breakfast, and there's just, you know, a fucking jar of honey, and there's no honey in it. He's like, oh, where'd all the honey go? And sister, by the way, the girl you like. I don't know if they say it in the movie. Her name is Sister Honey.
Sister Honey.
Hey, Sister Honey, where's the honey?
That's pretty
where
good.
All the honey go?
And she says,
why don't you just pee on my pancakes or something?
Yeah. She says that their crop was cursed last year. And then he looks on the wall, and it's every year there's a photo of a little girl for their stupid bullshit festival thing.
Except,
and then Sister Honey says, you know, when you leave, will you take me with you? And then he goes and walks away. Doesn't there's so much in that movie where it's like he asks someone a question, they walk away, but then he fucking does it.
Yeah,
it's like you're just like them.
Can I see some ID? I need you to be at least 18, sweetheart.
Yeah, but you also walk away in the middle of conversations.
Yep.
God damn. Then he sees a group of pregnant women walking together. Then he walks into a school where he talks to a bunch of young girls. They're like, you know, the same age as Rowan. And I guess they all plan their births at this. Like, we all have the children. They're all the same age, right? Because they're all pregnant at the same time. He walks in. The teacher asks, What does a man represent in his purest form? And they all say, phallic symbol, phallic symbol.
What?
And Cage laughs, and...
What does that mean?
Just, it's an object that resembles the penis.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
He's like, hello, girls, I'm a policeman. And then he writes Rowan's name on the chalkboard, and he asks, like, have any of you seen her? Do you know who they are? And, of course, they don't say anything. Then he notices a single empty desk. And he's like, what about that? And he just walks over as he's pointing to it. And he opens it, and a crow flies out. It's just like, opens the desk, he goes, what? And a crow flies out. He's like, what did you do that for? And this little girl says, we wanted to see how long it would live in there. And he goes, well, that's a horrible thing to do.
What?
Why would you do that? No reason.
2 days, and then it's dead?
Again, knowing what we know, why?
Why?
They're just there to sacrifice a man every year. Why do they also torture crows?
You're right. They just want to fuck with them.
They're just fucking with them.
They're just fucking with them.
There's so many crows in this movie. Every scene you just ends with, like, in the background, it's like Cage is like, all right, thanks. And then we just hear, ca-caw! And Cage looks. He's like, caw, crow. Like, is a crow going to help him?
And there's a bee there, too.
Yeah. So then he sees that the teacher has a book that records the attendance. Which, why would they even need that in this town of 50 people?
Nah.
And he finds Rowan's name on it. And he looks at the girls like, are you little liars?
You little bitches.
You little cunts.
I'm going to call you bitches later.
You cunts.
And the teacher tells Cage that Rowan died in an accident. And he says, how'd she die? And the teacher says, she'll burn to death. And he's like, what? What did she say? And she says, oh, she burned to death.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. So again, these conversations end in the middle of it. She's like, she burned to death. And he's like, okay, why not ask more? How did she burn to death?
Why did she burn to death?
Who burned her to death?
Yes.
No, I gotta go.
You're a cop.
I gotta go.
All right, bedtime for me. That's enough investigating for the night.
That's enough questions for Cage for
so
one
he
day.
Leaves. Does he have a bicycle at this point?
I don't know.
Him riding the bicycle alone is amazing. Like he doesn't know how to ride a bicycle.
When did it even start? When did he get a bicycle?
He got so many bicycles in this movie. So he leaves, and then he's like, excuse me, you know where the thing is? And then, it's another woman, but it's the teacher. It's the same.
Yes.
He literally just talked to her, and then he's like, did I just speak to you? And she says, no, you didn't.
And they don't pay this off ever.
Never
again.
Pay it off.
Not at all.
At the end, I expected to see like six or seven of these bitches.
Like they're all twins.
Yeah.
I was thinking like twins was going to be a thing in this movie. It's not.
And twins. We see the old lady twins. Okay, there's actually two of them. But
remember
this actress.
There were two little girls out there with identical faces.
There were.
Yeah, when he was running through the little...
And then the teacher and this other bitch.
Yeah. But
multiple twins.
This actress did not have a twin.
No.
You couldn't just get an actress with it that had a twin?
Well, why did you need to?
Well, why?
They didn't have around the same screen at the same time.
Same shot.
Yeah.
Again. Why?
Why? Why?
Why?
Later they mention incest, like that that some of them do incest because they all can't leave the island to go fuck men. So is incest, are you more likely to have twins with incest?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Look that up while we're gone.
Incest twins.
So Cage finds a grave, but Willow says, that's not her grave. I know she's alive. And then she finally says, you know, Nicolas Cage, you are the father. Right. Which, like, wouldn't you think to tell him that in the letter?
Yeah,
because
so
he would be more likely to come.
Yes.
But did she just fuck his brains out that she knew he would come back?
She must have.
You would even do the thing where we have sex and then you suck my dick after, which, you know, that's like a porn star thing. Like, that's great. You're a special lady.
You're the first girl to do ATM.
Yeah. Exactly. So she shows him Rowan's room, and he looks under her desk, and it says, help me.
And he's like, did you see your desk?
He's like, yeah, I did. Yeah. I wrote that. But anyways.
And when she tells him that he's the father, he's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
And then he sees the plane flying around, and he's like, I need the radio, since his phone has no signal there.
Of course.
He runs to the deck, but the plane, or the pilot's gone. And then Cage decides to sit down and wait for him. And some time passes, and then he looks down, and he sees dead Rowan under, like, in the water, underneath him.
Yeah.
Right
so
there.
So he dives in the water.
Doing the weirdest like, sideways dive I've ever seen.
Possible.
And she's clearly dead, but yeah. He's running, like, as if he's trying to save her life. Right. Oh, God! Rowan!
It's true.
Rachel!
But then he wakes up. It was just a dream. She's like, oh! Okay, good. Oh, good, it was just a dream. Oh,
and then he wakes up again. Because, of course, it's again. A dream within a dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So he goes under the water. Rowan's under the water. He wakes up. It's a dream. Then he looks down, and he's holding Rowan's dead body. But, oh, it's a dream again.
You know,
oh, a dream within a dream.
You know what would be the funniest shit ever? Who directed this movie?
Who the fuck knows?
Okay, if they...
yeah. Who are you?
Who are you? If they sued Christopher Nolan...
Yeah.
...for theft of concept...
No, we did it first, guys. Yeah, we did it first. We did it 4 years before you. Sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, Wicker Man, directed by... Neil LaBute.
And he did?
Who also did...
Nothing.
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 The Shape of Things. American Gigolo. Oh, the fucking show with John Bernthal.
Hmm.
Van Helsing, the show.
The show Van Helsing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
I'm not seeing anything else that double or... No. No. Well, that's a lot of shorts.
Well, he made Wicker Man.
I mean, he made Wicker Man. Yeah.
That's it. I career mean, ender, we call
oh
this.
Oh, God. So, all right, dream of the dream. Then he swims to the plane, but the radio doesn't fucking work. Because, of course.
Right.
It's too bad he doesn't know how to fly the plane, because then he could have just left.
Get the hell out of there!
So one of these bitches swam out to the plane and ripped out the radio.
Which later...
Like, what? All right,
we'll get back to it. But
what?
It later makes no sense either. Right. Cage talks to a doctor / photographer.
That's He's right. like, you took the photos of the festivals every year, and... There's the photo from last year's missing. And she's like, oh, really? Well, I could print you out a copy and show you later. And he's like, all right, cool.
And then, like, the next shot is just him hiding in the bushes that... It's like, all right, you're going to hide behind the bushes, but really there's just going to be bushes next to you. But then you could see Nicolas Cage in full plain view.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, it's like, you're not really... What are you really hiding? There's no bushes in front of you. And then he sees two hooded women show up, and they leave with the doctor/photographer. And
like sand people from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Can't see their faces.
Right. He breaks into her house, opens the book she didn't want him to see. He reads that they sacrifice a young woman every year for fertility luck to the fertility gods or some shit. Yep. And then he walks into another room full of dead babies in jars.
Yep. Awesome.
What the Men. Fuck was that?
What Men. A fun Nick yeah. Cage movie.
Well, we don't see any boys.
No.
These are probably the dudes.
He finds last year's photo, and sure enough, it's of Rowan, and it's also their worst harvest on record.
Mm.
And Cage shows Willow the photo and asks a bunch of questions about the festival, but she just, you know, she's like, oh, it's a festival. And then she's like, shut up and kiss me. And then they kiss.
Yep.
So there you go. Then Cage sees a group of men loading lumber on a truck, but just because this movie's stupid, the lumber falls, and Nicolas Cage saves one of the men. He's like, hey, are you okay? Oh, can you talk? And he's just like, duh. And that, you know, the men can't talk.
It's off screen, yeah.
So, I guess they cut their tongues out? I don't know.
There's no, yeah. They didn't burn them.
So that's no, they good. Didn't burn them. Yeah. Then Cage accidentally walks into a bunch of beehives. He tries to run away.
Keeps walking further and further into
Runs
the
deeper
beehive.
Into the field.
This is where they were like, well, Chris Farley died, but can you fall down a hill for us?
Yeah.
It's not a big hill. He runs away, falls down a hill, and then he sees Rowan standing in front of him. Again, that couldn't have been her.
Nope.
That had to have been another hallucination. Why is he having hallucinations? It's right. The pills. It's the pills they
She's
gave
She's everywhere.
Him.
I really wish I... 18-wheeler would have ran around.
Because right after that, he has another nightmare of the 18-wheeler.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he wakes up, and the doctor's watching over him.
Yep.
And he's like, did you use my pen, my adrenaline shot? And she goes, no, I treated you the old way. Which, what's that? What's the old way?
Relax, I just want to take some pictures.
Like, what's the old way, though?
I don't know. Up the butt,
right?
What up the butt?
Anything.
Her dick?
Bees.
Bees in the butt.
The bees.
And then the doctor leaves, and he makes sure that his gun is still loaded. Mm-hmm. Which he forgets to do that later, I guess. But so then Cage meets Sister Summer's Isle, which I guess she's the bitch that started all this shit.
Summer's Eve.
And she says,
Summer's Eve.
Oh, they almost had you. The bees. Pity. It's like, yeah, all right. She's also the mom in Requiem for a Dream. Mm. The one that's always tripping on shit.
I would have been okay with this movie.
She's the number two title for this movie. Good.
If it was just 5 minutes of nonsense and then another
semi shot.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes.
Like every 5 minutes.
And credits. Yeah.
No, it's like it's an 18-wheeler, but it's in the it's bees. Like it's just but it's all bees in the shape of an 18-wheeler.
Right.
Yeah.
Like just randomly at various points. He's in the water.
Yeah. So then Cage asks her, like, you know, if he could dig up the body in the grave and analyze it. So I guess he's gonna dig up the body and then fly back to California with it. Okay.
Sure.
Right, but when he decides he's gonna do this, he's gonna go out by himself. Yeah. Middle of the night. And do this, yes.
But he asks her that, and then a bee flies on his neck, and he kills it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes him on a walk back to the beehives.
Back to the bees.
And then there's a part where he's Nicolas Cage overacting. He's got the suit jacket on, and he puts the suit jacket up to cover his neck, and he's just like, just walking. He looks so stupid.
Yeah.
She explains, you know, oh, we love the men here. We're just not subservient to them.
Okay.
And then he says, what if someone gives birth to a boy? And she says, that depends. But again, you're a detective. You just saw dead babies in jars. They're already guilty at this point of something, of baby murder. They'll be like, hey, what about the babies in the fucking jars?
I just care about my daughter at this point.
Yeah. And then she has a man bring him a bicycle, and she's like, your ride's here. Oh, it's a shame that this is done. And then he just rides off on his bicycle.
Later, guys.
That night, he digs up the grave, opens the casket, but all he finds is a burnt doll.
Mm.
And then, like always, he trips balls. He hears a girl crying, and he looks for her in this creepy basement/sewer.
I don't know what this was.
He finds her sweater. Yeah. Did he find her sweater already?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Nice.
He swims underwater, but all he finds is Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Jesus is in the water.
Literally.
By the way, goes in the water, shirt, tie, everything still on.
Yeah. Whole thing.
So is that like a hint in the past? Like they used to worship Jesus, but then he didn't bring them good harvest? So they're like, fuck Jesus.
Yeah, I was going to go with another god.
Fuck Jesus. Bees.
Murder god. Bee god.
Bees. He gets locked inside, which, again, you could think, oh, someone locked him in. It looked like someone did.
Well, someone did.
Someone did.
Someone did.
There was that faceless ghost.
Yeah, there's a person there.
That they never pay off.
But they don't want him to drown.
Which, again, why?
Right, they don't want him to drown.
Because if he accidentally drowned overnight...
Then you're fucked.
Then you can't burn him.
Yeah.
What... Why?
Maybe it was just like, hey, we're going to shut it, but then Willow, you're going to come save him.
Why?
To gain confidence.
Why?
But, why, Wickerman?
Again,
why?
It's all just to fuck with him.
Yeah, it really
they
is.
Love this shit.
It really is.
They're all, you know what it is? They all talk like they're like wannabe actresses. It's an island off California.
Yes.
Oh, they're all pissed. They're failed.
Shit.
They're failed actresses.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what this is all about. These stupid bitches. None of them wanted to fuck Harvey Weinstein.
Couldn't get their fucking break.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's it. So, yeah, he gets locked inside. Once again, relives the car explosion. The car explodes for the fifth time at this point. And then he relives the... Okay, this has to be the oddest part of the whole fuck. Even crazier than the 18-wheeler hitting the girl on the ferry.
Go on.
He relives... The woman cop visiting him at home as if this is a traumatizing part of the movie. A bee flies on her face
And then she turns into bees.
Yeah.
She turns into hundreds of bees.
Up to this yes. point in the movie, she had nothing to do with anything. No. This movie.
That no. has to be just the hint that she's in on it. Oh, she's
baby. Right.
She's the bees. Of course. Right? No, like she's the bees. Bees.
Queen bee. She's the queen bee.
She is the bees. Yes.
They do what she says.
It's the weirdest part of the movie. Oh. He's reliving the trauma, the car exploding, you know, like the 18-wheeler. Then he's imagining his female partner turning into bees.
Yeah.
So confused.
Oh, my God. Is this movie just like a remake of the Brendan Fraser Mummy? But maybe. It's just bees and women?
Is this the sequel to One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest? That's what I think it is. All of this is just in a hospital somewhere. Oh.
So Willow saves Cage, and then he shows her the doll, and he's like, what happened to this? Tell me how to get burned! How to get burned! How to get burned! How to get burned! And he's getting like crazier with every how to get burned. He's like, how to get burned! I don't know! That's it.
Oh, that's why you hired this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cage goes back to Summer's Isle's house. He's looking for her. He opens a door.
And there's an old guy with one eye.
Sitting up in bed like he just got fucked.
Am I fucking you, sir?
And I guess a bee stung him in the eye.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But what's that about?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Are you next? I'm halfway
there. They don't make men. So it's been a long time. All the men are old as fuck. You know what I mean?
And weird looking. He opens another door and a woman is sitting in a chair with bees all over her body, not moving, just smiling at him.
And he's like, oh, God.
And then he leaves and they show Summer's Isle in a bed and the women are like, he left. And she's like, perfect. And it's like, what? Did he not check the master bedroom?
Time out. What was going on in there?
I don't know.
Was she having a baby? They're preparing her for birth.
I was She's wondering 70 that same old. Fucking thing.
Very weird.
I think they were shoving bees up her pussy.
That makes sense.
By the way, what a waste of time. That poor naked girl with all the bees. She must have been like, I sat here naked covered in bees for him to see me for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's right. Like as soon as he leaves, they all come back and they're like, ah, it's so fucking, did you see the look on his face? And she's like, yeah, get these stupid fucking beads off me. Like it was all for her.
Oh, Jesus.
So Cage leaves the house. The teacher rides up on her bike. She's wearing a mask. He's like, what is the mask for? Yeah, it's happening in the festival. He's like, please, she's only a child. Think about what you're doing. I won't let her die. And then he tells her, like, get off the bike. And like they struggle with the bike. And then he pulls out his gun, points it
Get
at her.
Get off the bike!
Step away from the bike! So she does. And then he rides by the old twins and they say, it is he! And then he just keeps going.
It is he.
And then he goes in back to the bed and breakfast where all the men are. And he's like, you know, come on, help me, guys, help me. And they're just like,
that's
like,
right.
That's it.
Literally that sound.
Then he starts raiding random houses looking for the girl. There's a bunch of girls in masks. He's taking their masks off. He opens a cabinet. A girl falls out, but then she just laughs at him, and he couldn't be more horrified. He's like, ah!
I would be horrified as well.
Again, why? They're just fucking with him.
Yeah.
That's it. Cage goes back to the deck, but the plane was sunk.
I guess.
Because you just see like a fin, right?
Could you?
Or a wing. Sorry. There's a wing sticking up.
Yeah, something else.
And the pilot was killed by bees? I don't know. But why did they kill the pilot? Isn't the pilot in on it? He took him there. How fucking else is he going to get there?
Yeah, they wanted him to get flown there.
Yes.
Why would they punish the pilot for bringing the guy there?
The pilot brings them food.
How does new guys get to the island for sacrifice?
He fucking brings them food.
And why did his mouth look like pilot? It was all sewn up?
Maybe he
like,
was. Maybe he what? It was. He was hallucinating again. Maybe that was it. It was
gotta
a dream.
Be, gotta be. Gotta be.
Why would you kill your only method of transportation?
Correct.
How the fuck do they get out of there to fuck James Franco? Oops. Spoiler alert. Oh God! And then we see three women in stupid masks watching him. They just pop up from bushes.
They literally go up. And then go and then back down. Down. Oh my God.
I mean, that had to have been like comedic. Like, yeah. On purpose. So then Cage goes to Sister Beach's place.
Of course.
Slowly, one of the best parts.
Oh. Yeah.
He just slowly walks up to her. Just slugs her in the face. Joe and Aaron, never seeing this before, like jumped out of their chairs, cheering, like, yeah!
Awesome.
Like fucking Steven Seagal just snapped a dude's neck.
Yes.
Cold concert.
It was like in Step Brothers when they're like, yeah! When he breaks the guy's arm, when Steven Seagal breaks the guy's arm.
Oh, amazing.
Then Sister Honey attacks him again. Why? You need him to get to the place.
Right.
She attacks him. Earlier she said, take me with you.
Yeah.
But Cage fights her off, super kicks her into a wall.
Yes.
Into the wall of photos. And then she eventually passes out. She does like a double, maybe triple taste.
Pass, yeah. Open, open, pass. And then they cut away. They don't even, she never does the
No.
We don't know. We have to imagine it.
Then Cage puts on Sister Beach's bear costume to blend in for the festival.
Mm.
Cage sees Rowan tied up and he thinks they're about to burn her alive.
She's 5'8", he's 6'4". You know, no one's going to notice.
No. Yeah. So Cage runs up the hill. There's a woman with Rowan. She's like, what's wrong, Sister Margaret? Whoosh, slugs that bitch in the face.
Great.
And then he grabs Rowan and runs. He hides behind a tree and they run past and, you know.
He's in the clear.
We're good.
Yeah.
Take off the bear suit, bro.
Yeah.
You don't need it anymore.
And he does.
He does.
Eventually.
So yeah, his phone finally, his phone finally rings.
Yeah.
Why now is this place haunted? I just don't get it. The phone finally rings and it's his partner.
It didn't ring.
That's true.
No.
All right. So he imagines his phone rings.
Thank you.
And what does he say?
Help! Help us! Help! 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 And then it hangs up. Because that's what I would do if I was on some random island and got a hold of one of you. If I was hurt, I'd go, Andrew! Oh my God. Thank God. Listen, listen, Andrew. Help! 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 Andrew would just laugh and hang up on me. Oh, all right, good, good one.
Andrew, I'm on this island. These bitches are going to kill me for honey.
It's the police officer that does this.
These bitches are going to kill me for honey. What? Oh, my God.
Help, 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 help.
Disconnect. The phone disconnects. Oh! And then, oh, God. So then Rowan runs back to everyone.
No, they're no. They're running through the forest, yeah. And then all of a sudden they're just back with
they're
everyone.
They're just, yeah.
Good.
And Rowan runs. No, Rowan, no. She runs back to her mom.
We ran in a fucking circle.
He pulls out her gun. His gun points it at everyone. He's like, don't touch her. And then Sister Summer's Isle says, the game is over. Another one says, you came to find Rowan, but it is us who found you.
Oh.
And they say, we led you to believe that your daughter was to be sacrificed. And Summer's Isle says, it's true. Our trap was cursed last year, but we have prepared a sacrifice. It is your destiny. And the twins say, it is your destiny. And he's no like, reason. Back up.
Yeah.
Willow says, he's like, Willow, how could you do this to me? And she says, be proud of yourself. You've done so well. Like what? Reacting to all the pranks?
Yeah, what has he done?
It's like I'm waiting for Johnny Knoxville or like to be like, ah, or fucking with your Ashton Kutcher. Like, ah, it was all a prank.
We all laughed our ass off. You did great.
It's a prank, idiot. Oh, it was just all a joke. Yeah. And now we're going to burn you alive. Wait, what? So, yeah. Summer's Isle says, my daughter speaks the truth. Your fate was set years ago when my daughter chose to be with you.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, your daughter.
And they keep like inching towards him, but he keeps yelling, stay back. He finally pulls the trigger.
Click.
No bullets.
And then Willow reveals that she removed the bullets.
She's like, here.
Yeah. The men beat up Cage as he yells, you bitches! And then, if you saw the unrated, hopefully you did. If you didn't, just type the end scene.
Yeah.
I don't know why this wasn't in the theatrical release. Maybe they knew it was going to do poorly, and they're like, hey, we need some shit for the DVDs. But Cage yells, this is murder! Murder! You'll all be guilty, and you're doing it for nothing! Killing me won't bring back your goddamn honey!
Amazing. So
what a line.
The dumbest dialogue ever. Amazing.
Killing me won't bring back your goddamn honey.
Someone wrote that on a piece of paper.
Somebody
and said,
got a paycheck.
Let's put this in a movie.
Somebody got a paycheck.
And then Summer's Isle says, oh, but I know it will.
Yeah. Okay.
So in the unrated version, they break his kneecaps with like sledgehammers.
It's like his legs, his femurs, everything.
Fucking hobbles him.
Yeah. Like up there with the misery scene. Yeah. Just woof.
And then Cage yells, I don't believe in your God. I don't believe in your sacrifice. And then the best part of the movie.
Oh, boy.
They put this contraption over
his
head.
That's not even in the movie.
No.
It's not even the movie we saw.
What's this? What is that?
What is that? Oh, not the bees. Not the bees. Oh, they're my eyes. My eyes. And by the way, the worst CGI bees of all time.
Oh, my God.
So that makes it better.
That's what makes it so funny is because you can tell there's no fucking bees there.
Yes.
And then he falls to the ground. The helmet comes off and the bees just all fly away. We're done. Yeah.
Bye, guys. And then they give him a shot to wake him up.
Yeah.
And then they carry him. And then he finally sees the giant wicker man. He's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And they pull him up there and... Rowan lights it on fire.
That's
as
it.
He's like, no, Rowan, don't, no. Ah! And then they're all cheering, the drone must die, as Cage burns to death and screams. Ah!
And wonderful for the children.
In
wonderful.
The unrated version, that's where the movie ends. There's no 6 months later in the unrated version.
Wow.
So, anyways... 6 months later, hey, it's James Franco and Jason Ritter.
Hey, guys.
Holy fuck.
Holy shit.
He was in Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. And now he's in a fucking one little scene at the end of Wicker Man. Who the fuck?
This was after the all
Did the director
Spider-Man?
Have photos of Cage Franco like on Epstein Island? Like, what is happening?
We were joking about this as the credits were running. The bottom three credits on this movie were Aaron Eckhart's James Franco and Jason Ritter.
Yeah. Insanity.
Jesus.
So Franco and Ritter pick up Willow and sister Honey at a bar because this is what they do. They got to do it because they got to sacrifice a guy every year. And then sister Honey asks Franco, when you leave here, where are you going? And he says, my apartment. And she says, when you leave, will you take me with you? And then we just, we slowly zoom in on her face. We slowly zoom in on her face as we hear Nicolas Cage. Like it's a pretty girl smiling
good.
And then credits.
Oh, fuck.
And that was like a good 6 minute scene where they could have just been like, hi, and you get it.
That's it. That's all I get it. It was so long.
Seconds.
You get it.
It was so long.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this is not some dude, Nick Cage. This is not some dude working at 7-Eleven. This was a police officer.
Right.
This was a man who had a cell phone, which can be GPS tracked, and he told coworkers where he was going.
That's true.
And no one goes to follow up on this shit.
Because they're in on it.
They're all in on it.
The whole police department?
Or he's locked up with a straitjacket somewhere right now and just imagining all of this.
Or there's no island.
Or there's no island.
And he's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But the other thing, she does ask what Franco does, and I think he says he's like an ambulance, like a medic or something.
Like he helps
like
people.
Or a firefighter. He's like, I just like to help people. So they choose guys who like to help people, so they're more inclined. Oh, help me, my child's missing. Mm. We're going to fuck you with you for 3 days and then burn you alive, but come, you know?
Yeah.
But it really is a shame that we never got Wicker Man 2 starring James Franco, because that could be almost as insane.
Yes.
Because James Franco's another actor where if he's in a bad movie, he's going to be terrible, you know?
Yeah.
Like if Cage... Good. Right, but if Cage is in a good movie, he's great. When he's in a bad movie, he's bad. You know? He's bad.
Yeah.
But in the best way. All right, so because of, you know, this movie is infamous, someone on YouTube made a trailer as if Wicker Man were a comedy.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen this.
And it's awesome. Let's watch.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Ha ha ha! Edward Malus was an average guy.
I'm a policeman. See my badge?
With an average life.
Oh!
Until a life he thought he'd left behind catches up with him.
You don't have any royal honey. Our crop was cursed last year.
Now Edward must leave the world he knows for the mysterious island of Summer's Isle to try to save the family business he never wanted to be a part of.
Sorry, I'm allergic.
What?
What's in the bag? Shark or something?
We never use that word here.
No, that'd be too quixotic.
Is that some kind of city talk?
From Warner Brothers comes a comedy about traditions. Love. And bees.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! Out of my eyes!
They should have cut the Tommy boy.
Nicolas Cage meets the Wicker Man.
Oh, yes.
Walking on
sunshine. You know what that reminds me of?
Holy
what?
Shit.
Christmas Vacation. When fucking Elaine walks in the house and she just slowly walks up to him and then knocks him out.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's too good.
That was amazing.
That's too good.
Oh, so good.
All right.
Wow.
Last thing. This is the Not the Beast techno remix, which used to be a thing in the mid-2000s.
Oh, no.
This is the best thing ever.
I think I've seen this.
No, not the beast!
Yes, because I've shown you.
Oh, God.
What is that? What is it? Not the beast! Hey, what is it?
Beast! What is it?
Oh, God.
Not the beast! Beast!
Oh.
Ah! What is that? What is that? What is it? Not the beast! Ah!
Oh, my God. Oh.
All right.
That's amazing.
It goes on for another minute.
Another minute of the bees.
Even more of that.
I think it does. Hold on. Let me see if, like, right here. I love this part. Some walking to go knock her out. I don't know if it does show it though.
He's screaming.
Oh my God, that's so long.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was, but yeah.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's rate this thing, shall we? All right, look.
All right.
I'll go first.
Okay.
As a legit movie,
yeah,
it's like a 2. It's really bad.
Yes.
As a Nicolas Cage movie,
okay,
you know, it's not Face Off, it's not Con Air.
No.
I would say it's like an 8 because it's just so fun to laugh at.
Okay.
As a B movie.
Oh.
As a B movie, yes. It's a 10.
10 out of 10.
It's a fucking 10.
I'd agree there.
I mean B movie both ways. It's
I'm
a
not
10.
Arguing. The only thing I would argue with is as a legit movie, it's a 1. It's a 1.
But the worst movie ever would be not enjoyable in the least, right? This at least you can laugh at a few scenes.
That's why I gave it a 1. Well, I didn't give it a 0.
Is there a 0?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a 1 or a 2.
As a Nick Cage movie, it's a 6.
A 6?
Yeah, I was going to say 7, 6. Yeah. Like I guess, it's a funny thing, right? Yeah.
Full crazy Cage in this.
Yeah.
He's right. Just like, but it's so slow and nonsense.
There are slow parts.
Getting to the Not the Bees.
But Not the Bees is like his best thing ever.
Well, right, but that's not 90 minutes. Like, just watch Not the Bees for a minute. Don't watch 90 minutes of this bullshit.
Yeah. Sure. True.
Yeah, it's a 6. It's a Nick Cage movie.
It's great.
I love it. I would watch it again.
Hated it. Great movie.
All right, let's do some fan questions. Alexis Caballero, not a question, but I watched The Beekeeper. And holy shit, that movie was awesome.
Yes,
see?
It was.
Another movie about bees.
Damn yeah. right.
Maybe we should stick to bees.
Yeah, I think this movie does. I think they do bees better, I would say, than The Beekeeper. Mm. Beekeeper's really not about bees. This movie, it's all about bees. You know?
Why does he keep bees in The Beekeeper?
That's their, like, fake
family.
Well, it's
business.
Not a fake. It's their side. It's their side job. It's like that's
for like killers.
Beekeepers are assassins.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Makes no sense. Gerardo, new Apes movie was fucking great. All right, he liked it. John Fortes, would you guys consider doing a Peacemaker review, even if it's one episode? We did.
Go look it up.
We did. It's on there. It's when it came out, so it was like 2021, but I think it was when it was me and Josh. We reviewed it, yeah.
Back
I think,
before the show
sure.
leveled up.
I think it was...
I'm pretty sure.
Eric and I and you, maybe.
Peacemaker?
Did a couple of those, maybe, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Tim, how did y'all not see the new Planet of the Apes movie?
Wow. Wow. A lot of fans like me, Andrew. A lot of fans.
That's a woman. Wow.
What a beautiful day.
Wonderful day.
What a wonderful day.
Natalia's Knockers. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare got a 93 on Rotten Tomatoes. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, Aaron said he liked it. Might
solid
check it
movie.
Out.
Yep.
Bill Capri, can you name another big name actor with a longer and shittier filmography than Nicolas Cage?
Oh, no.
Boy.
PCJ says John Travolta.
No.
I mean, lately, though?
A third of the movies.
The last 15 years have been shit. From Gotti? We should do Gotti one week. Goddamn.
Yeah.
PCJ, I wonder what it might have sounded like had Nicolas Cage been cast as either Joker or Bane in the Nolan. No, I can't do Nicolas Cage as Joker.
Wait, last question. Ray Liotta did a lot of shit for like 10 or 15 years,
that's true.
Didn't he?
Yeah, but come on. Cage is just so...
Yeah.
Instead of... No, you know what? You can do the Joker as Nicolas Cage. When he first walks in where the bad guys are having their meeting.
Ha, 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 ha. And I thought, my jokes were bad.
And then he's just like, he's all calm. He's like,
it's simple. We kill the bad man.
It's way too much. It's like, oh, God, stop.
All of my dialogues either whispered or screamed.
Yeah. Carlos Ramirez, is Nicolas Cage the Shawn Michaels of Hollywood Hogwash?
How dare you?
Is he the actor you guys have a mutual appreciation for?
Maybe.
Yes, but Shawn's done less shit.
Yes.
Like, Shawn's had 2 bad matches, the Hogan one, and then his comeback in 2018.
Sure.
But I think that's it.
Right, but Nick Cage's best, you have to forgive him for 2 decades of shit.
We do. We don't.
Like
we love him.
His greatest. Yeah.
But we love him. We
you
don't
have
hate
to
him.
Forgive all of that shit.
I love him.
Problem is, we already did his best movies on this show.
Yeah.
Deddy Guerrero. Oh, nice. This film is worth it just to see Nick Cage punching a woman in a bear suit. The bee scene is just icing on the shit cake, boys.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, if you love shitty movies like me, then you'll like it. Steve the Don Valente, can we continue the Nicolas Cage trip with an all-time classic where he steals the Declaration of Independence, National Treasure? That's a legit good movie.
Right.
I think we're kind of going in a different direction here. This podcast certainly is a lot more fun to make, to make fun of bad movies.
Yes.
To roast bad movies.
It's not as fun to just praise legit good movies.
I really want to do Bad Lieutenant at some point because it's just like The Wicker Man. It's full Nicolas Cage, and it's a terrible movie.
Yes, yeah, I've
never seen it.
It's a terrible movie, but it's like this. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We're currently going through season one of Fallout. It's a really good show. We're loving it. So go check it out. We also have a bunch of brackets on there. And we'll see you guys next time.
There's only one way to sign off here.
Yeah.
Not the beast!
Not the beast!
Not the beast! Ah!